What's up, Lagos? Yes! 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 Yes!
Wow. It's been a while you did that.
Yeah, man, but I needed a lot of that. I needed to do that. I don't know. How we survived the week. Yes! Oh, my.
We have.
Man, so it's Friday already. Oh, my. I had to let it out. I had to use that to say welcome.
Welcome.
And in case you're tuning in and thinking something went wrong, maybe, are they in the market? Are you like transmitting from the market? So maybe you say, why is it screaming? Well, it's a habit. It's a lifestyle on the radio show.
It's a tradition, if you like.
Absolutely. It's the only radio show that affords you the opportunity to go crazy. And like one of our callers would say, you become an agbaya. How do I explain what an agbaya is? I mean, some things are just what they are. You know, you become crazy. That's just the word to use, really, for a bit. You know, it's an exercise which we describe as an expression of freedom,
right,
of peace, of happiness. And that brings harmony to your life. We need a lot of that to survive in a world filled with chaotic happenings on a daily basis.
That's right. It's a Friday again. The weekend is here.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm excited. I am excited that it's the weekend. Okay. More like I need to rest, and the time that I would afford myself some rest is by the corner. Maybe that's why I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm not the only one on that boat. Mm. I know that I'm not the only one who feels that way about Fridays. And yeah, how are you doing today? It's the 16th day of July 2021. It's a Friday, and what a day to be alive.
It is the day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
Mm.
And we say welcome.
Welcome.
Indeed.
Welcome.
Hi, Andrea. How are
Hi,
you?
Fine. What's going on?
I don't know, man. I'm excited. It's always, I don't know. Even though I see you every day, but every time I see you, it's a new feeling.
Aww.
It's a new,
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a new, it's you know, like they say, they're a new every morning. Yeah, that's the kind of feeling again.
There is something with the rubber band.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Just follow me.
Okay.
There's something with a rubber band.
Band.
When you stretch a rubber band for too long.
Uh-huh.
And that rubber band, when you release your hand, the rubber band comes back to the other hand with force.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when you stretch that rubber band too much, it could, you know, become... I mean, it could wear out.
That's right. I mean,
it could stretch and, you know, wear out. It wouldn't be elastic.
Yes, it loses its elasticity.
Exactly. Now, I want to liken that to relationships. It's normal when couple for a bit have that distance.
Okay.
And I think that it should be encouraged.
Okay.
There are times in relationships where the couple are not feeling themselves as much.
That's right.
They're not feeling themselves. They're not being all lovey-dovey with themselves.
They don't want to see each other somehow.
Not necessarily don't want to see each other.
Okay.
But yeah, it could be that they don't want to see each other.
Mm.
They just want some space.
Yeah.
And it does not necessarily mean they're not in love with each other.
Okay.
It just happens where you just want to have your space. You just want to be by yourself. You know, you don't want the whole mushy-mushy, you know, the whole mushed up stuff. You don't want it. Now, what happens during that time is, you know, just like the rubber band, when you're, you know, stretching.
Yeah.
That's actually what happens in a relationship. You're stretching.
And it looks...
And the moment you lose your hand, you release the other side of the rubber band, there's a force that, you know, the other party comes back with. So the love becomes fresh again. It becomes sweet again. It becomes like, oh, you haven't met yourself before. It becomes all, you know, you want to enter the person's body if it's possible, you know? So, yeah, if you're a married couple or in a relationship, I'm sure that you probably understand what I'm explaining right now. And it is okay. But you know why? Where I explained that there's sometimes when you stretch it for too long and it loses its elasticity.
Yep.
That also happens in relationships where, you know, the other party has gone for too long and the love is no longer there. So even when the other party is trying to come back, they cannot match up again. I don't know why I said what I said. I don't know why I am explaining this. I don't know why I am, you know, talking about this. But yeah.
I know why. I think it's because someone out there needs to hear that. Because you never really just talk. When you open your mouth, you're talking to someone, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. I think someone needs to hear that. And personally, I have learned something. And I feel that it's beautiful. That's what it is. Because, I mean, when you give way, just like when you... Maybe it's a refreshing time for the individual, the partner, to just go back and refresh, be all on their own.
Yeah.
And they want to come back, you know, the bond is even tighter.
Tighter, exactly. It. So it should be encouraged. So if you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner is being far away from you, is being too distant, or you both are not just feeling yourself at the moment.
Give them some time.
Yeah, give them some time. Allow it, all right? Don't feel like, oh, this person's trying to break up with me, or no, this person doesn't love me anymore. You could get scared because you're human. It's normal.
That's
but
right.
It should be encouraged. It's tough, but it should be encouraged. If your partner is giving you space, allow them to give you space. Mm. And trust me, they will come back with a full force. And, you know, the love would, you know, feel fresh again.
That's right. That's right. I mean, well said, Andrea. And that's a beautiful place to start the show today with the time at coming up to college. Just wait, let it get 14. Okay, I'll wait. I'll wait. It's coming up to, you know, to the time when I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes, in 2 seconds. Yes, it is 14 minutes past the hour of 10. And we are set to bring you yet another rollicking time on radio with the Techers. It is
right.
What's Up Lagos. It's the Family Talk. And it's a fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk right here. Your number one station for talk, 99.3
Nigeria
Info.
That's right. How you doing, Lagos, Nigeria? What's going on around your area? Mm-hmm. You all lovey-dovey, mushed up, ready for the weekend? Do let us know. And what are your plans for the weekend as well? You one of those going to just go home and have a good time with your family, relax, or you have more work to attend to? We're here to listen to all of the gist. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
And shout out to all parents who you slept last night in one corner in the bed. You know, we're shout out to you.
Oh, goodness. Shout out
well
to
done.
You.
And God bless you for all the sacrifices you make.
That's right.
You know, the thing is, you don't really actually have the time to, when the kids are grown, you really do not have the time. How do you explain to them that you are scattering the bed? I could not sleep. They'll be like, but I'm just a child. I was just a child. Why could you control me? So shout out to you. We understand that. I would say shout out to you.
That's right.
Well, today we'll have another conversation on our Family Talk, fun Family Talk today. And it's like a part two.
Exactly.
Of what started some weeks back. Was it last week or two?
It was last week.
Last week Friday.
Last week Friday.
Who remembers what we talked about last week Friday? Who can remember? Let's see whether you've been listening or you just come and you know. Who remembers? If you remember,
I mean, a lot happened over the week.
Yeah,
it almost looked happened. At, like a lot happened. I mean, I'm trying to give excuse for those who might not be able to remember what we discussed on
last week, right?
Yeah.
No, you would remember, no? If you had to do it, if I said now that anyone who remembers has 10K, they will remember. What do you mean by a lot? Which a lot happened?
A lot happened.
If I put 10K to it, would you remember or not? Anyways, you're just saying, but we'll get into that. But what I have in mind this morning to just, you know, open our conversation with today is a question that has a burning in my heart. And, you know, I always have these questions. And the good thing is, thank God for the mic. It gives me an opportunity to be able to ask and then get to hear people's opinion and their comments on, you know, these things that I have been looking for answers to. And today's one, and I'm going to ask, how easy or hard is it for women to become friends irrespective of their age, women of different age groups to become friends.
When you say friends, what do you mean friends?
To become pallies without considering that they are not of the same age group. Now, I'm going to answer for the men, because I did my own little research from the man's perspective. If I'm wrong, well, men out there will also tell me, no, Collins, you're wrong. What kind of man are you? Yes, you have the right. But I'm asking for women because it's been a problem. It's been my worry.
Yeah.
How easy or difficult is it for women to become friends irrespective of their age group? How do I mean? Can a woman in her 40s conveniently become friends with a woman in her 20s, for example? Without considering the age difference.
But is it possible for men to be friends?
Very is, okay.
A man in his 40s be friends with, as in friends, close parties.
Parties, let me tell you how it works. They just need to have the same interest. I don't know if that's like work for women.
Okay.
We'd have to find out that, you know. But for example, I had friends where I was a teenager. In fact, I was in my 20s when I was following football so strongly. I mean, before then, let me say when I became a man, like I was an adult.
Okay.
I was following football. I had friends that we gather, like we jointly go watch football, because we're supporting the same team and we had the same football interests. And they realized that I had some knowledge of football. And it wasn't, nobody looked at age. We'll argue and say, man, we'll even argue to the point where I would tell you, no, your team, you're losing. And nobody really, you know, puts the age in front of like, okay, I'm older than you. Except when you cross the line.
Yeah.
But once you're friends, we just drop that line, that age matter.
Okay.
Do women do the same? Or do they always have to say, no, 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 small girl now, this one, I mean, this one is Omama, this is Omama, what am I doing with Omama, stuff like that.
Goodness.
I don't know, it's been on my head, I said, let me ask you today.
I haven't actually thought about it.
Are you serious?
I haven't, trust me. You know, we chatted a little bit about it, and
yeah.
I was like, wow, really though? Because maybe because I haven't had friends who are, you know, way, way older than me that are female, I don't think I have friends in that light, so to speak, but I probably have colleagues or, you know, people who I've done business with, probably clients, but I'm not sure friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like, you guys just drop the age and just become friends as women who are adult anyways. Is that okay?
Do
women in their 50s find it convenient to be friends with women in their 20s?
Okay, we'll leave that for women in their 50s to answer. I don't think.
Or 60s or 40s or whatever.
Oh, goodness.
How easy? Don't forget the question. How easy or difficult is it for women?
Okay, Vera, I see you, but I'm not sure I can read your message on the air.
Vera, if I give a left hand.
Okay. I mean, feel free. It's a good conversation. I mean, it's a good question. You know, Collins is just very weird with the way he comes up with his thoughts and questions sometimes. But he's already looking as though you're always, either standing for the women most times when you come up with this, your questions.
I do understand that for men and women to coexist and have a great life, men and women likewise have to understand men and women. So it's my responsibility to understand women, how they think, what, you know, makes them happy, what exactly, how to make their decisions. And one of the ways to do that is to ask such questions, you know, just to get into the minds of women to find out.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing. I think a lot of people want to answer this question today.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Hi, Andre and Collins.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Welcome.
Okay. Well, it's not impossible for a 50-year-old woman to be friends with a 20-year-old lady. It's not. But the truth of the matter is, a 50-year-old woman will see that 20-year-old like her daughter. Like, I have a daughter who is 20. She's my friend.
Okay.
You know, and so the 50-year-old can make her free to discuss things with her, but they won't be friend like that.
Yeah.
Why? The 20-year-old is an adult.
She's not possible.
30 years in between, Colin. Let's face it.
So the age factor must always come.
Because the younger person is already feeling, oh, she's much older than me. I have to respect her. So she won't relate with me.
That's
relate with her 20-year-old friend.
Okay.
That's the reality of life, yes.
Okay.
So some of the things she will tell her friend, she won't tell me. Because her time is not my time.
Yeah.
What they are exposed to now, I wasn't exposed to it. Do you understand?
That's right.
So, but with my daughter who is 20 in college, She tells me virtually everything. I discuss things with her, but that's because she's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not my daughter, she will struggle. Because she's already put me in that mother role, and yeah. there are certain things, and you can't do everything before your mother, even yeah. now that you're married to your yeah. wife.
That's
you
right.
understand?
That's right.
So you have some kind of reservations. That's my thought. My name is Meg.
Oh,
nice
Meg.
Talking
Meg.
To you people.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you. Appreciate. Franca is calling from Alimosho. Hi, Franca.
Franca, welcome.
Hi, detective. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Just alive, my brother. Okay, back to our question.
Mm.
I would like to say that it depends on how you relate with the younger ones who come around you.
Okay.
For instance, I can call myself a senior citizen, a mature woman.
Okay.
Above 50.
All right.
And I have realized that I have a lot of younger ones coming close to me.
Okay.
And sometimes I ask myself why. I've also come to realize that the relationship I have with them is a kind of give and take.
Hmm.
Because I find that most times I find them coming to me for counseling.
Okay.
They want to know my experience on certain things.
Okay.
How they should handle matters, issues, and all that. I think they find me comfortable enough, you know, to share what they feel and their difficulties, and they also trust that they would get godly counsel from me.
Okay.
I suppose, because they keep coming back, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a techie person.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things I find difficult in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not ashamed to ask them. I don't understand this. And they put me through.
All right. But did age factor certainly always come to, like, you know, we're not mates. You know, there's a limit to how we can be friends. That, because the question is really, can you be friends? You know what a friend is? With someone age gap.
I understand.
Yeah.
I try not to let that come in between us because it will make them feel uncomfortable.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Franca, thank
so
you so
sorry
much.
That we had to.
Because
Tunde has been on the line for quite a while. Hi, Tunde. Welcome.
How are you? What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Andre, wow. Andre, wow. Call it out now. How are deep?
We're fine.
Hey,
what did she
God
do?
Bless. God, you know, two of now, blah. Now, just speak my mind as I deal out here now.
Nah, that's the spirit.
I'm telling you, I'm just speaking my mind as I am now.
Mm.
Because my wife, that we've been married for long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm? But yeah. Anything, she always do what makes me angry. And what should I do? Instead of me to react somehow, I said I want to be caught her back home to our parents instead of, you know,
wow.
The way Nigerians are going, things are growing now.
Mm.
And I don't want to be a victim of circumstances.
Mm.
So he said for me. So should I pursue her or what do you want me to do?
Pursue her? Why?
Should I deport her?
Why?
That's the quarter.
What's the reason? Because
know,
you are not
because,
you are fighting.
No, I know we are not fighting, but we know annoyance or maybe we'll stay for too long, you know, and we need a break for each other. Be
yeah.
We should go for vacation. I'll be waiting to make her talk.
Okay. Based on what I said earlier.
Yes, the thought of it now.
Oh.
Or should I go for vacation without her? Or I should go for a break? Or maybe
it's okay if you want to go on a break all by yourself. You can just discuss that with her. You know, there's something I and my husband, we usually do. When we're becoming too much into each other's space, I travel. I go to my mom's place to stay.
Hmm.
And he's all by himself. We give ourselves probably the weekend and we're back.
Yeah, when we miss each other, you come back.
So it's okay. It's okay to do that.
Everybody's head is on their neck, irrespective of the fact that you are together. Yes, two become one. But there are times when you need your space. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling that way, maybe you guys just need a break. Nobody break up, or nobody deport. Or are you embassy? Why are you deporting to, sir? You know, but you can create space, time for yourself, and give us some time to just explore, have some fun.
Yeah.
And that's why friends come in, too. You know, this when sometimes you need good friends.
Good friends, though.
Good friends. That not, would just not, exactly. Understand and not judge you.
Exactly.
But talking about judging, I was asking, how easy or hard is it for, you know, senior women to be friends with
older women to be friends with younger women? We're going on a break. When we come back, we'll continue with this, and also we'll launch our family talk. Stay with us. All right. Go ahead. Welcome back. It's 10:30. It's the What's Up Lagos with the Techers. My name is Andrea, R2OB Teke.
And I'm Collins. Teke, the microphone heavyweight.
That's right. Oh my goodness, I missed you saying that.
You have?
I have missed you saying that.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. I mean, I'm still the microphone heavyweight.
Say it often.
Yeah, I'll say it all the time. The microphone heavyweight.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, guys, I mean, Colin started asked a question earlier, but yeah. I think you should do that. I mean,
the question, how easy or tough is it for women to be friends, irrespective of the age difference? You know, we're talking about adults. Okay, a woman is in her 20s, perhaps still,
in her 30s.
In her 30s, and then you are in your 50s. Can you become friends without the age being a factor? I mean, you're both adults. You have, I mean, well enough experience. Mm. So can you be friends without that age being a barrier? Like, okay, my younger one, you know, and all that. The reason I'm asking is because I always hear women, you know, I try to observe, maybe I'm wrong, and I realize that the question was also in my mind, is it easy or difficult for you to be friends, irrespective of age? For men, I know that sometimes it's about interest. In most cases, if I'm wrong, man, you can point at me in the direction or for the right, you know. But men, for most times, is interest. If you have a business interest, you have, you know, a pleasure interest, whatever interest you guys have, age does not matter at that point. Yes, people respect themselves, mutual respect.
Yeah.
But that does not mean that you'll now be, you know, painting age everywhere. You know,
I think that, well, friends, yeah. I'm going to speak from
as
my own
woman,
experience,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? As friends, I don't think I have had any opportunity to be friends, like friends
yeah.
with someone who is way older than me.
Mm.
But like I said earlier, when it comes to like working together, being a colleague or being a client and all of that, mm. I have experienced some kind of, what I call it, discrimination,
mm.
where, for instance, because they're aware that I'm the younger woman in the room,
mm-hmm.
I get the vibe of, oh, what does she know? I get the vibe of, what does she know? I get the vibe of, even if I'm married or even if I'm not, or even if I have a child or not, there's this, when you're born two, you would know. Or, what do you know? What experience have you faced? You know, things like that. I've gotten that. I've heard someone even tell me to my face that, how old are you?
Seth.
How old are you, Seth? Like, you know, what do you know?
So
it comes to play. And I think that it comes from a place of, you know, women and their nature. We are very protective of our space.
Okay.
We most times have our guards up. Right?
Against other women?
I think so. I think we most times have our guards up.
Hmm.
It now has to do with the woman and her level of exposure.
Yeah.
Her level of, what's it called?
Security, if you do not have security.
Yeah, her self-concept.
Okay.
Yeah, that plays a lot of role. If she's confident in herself, if she is, you know, she does not care about what another woman wants to take or
yeah.
not take,
mm-hmm.
you know. That can now give her the room to say, okay, I can welcome any other woman in my space. But I know for a fact that women are very protective of their space.
Wow, that could be a virtual contradiction, because when you have women supporting women, and then that calls to question. So
we
now
still
we're
have
driving
women
somewhere.
Who support women.
Yes,
we have women who do.
I do not deny that.
Yeah.
But you know, being friends, it starts from there. Now, there are advantages, because there's some research that have shown that when, you know, there's a generational
gap.
Mm-hmm. And that gap is bridged irrespective that there are so many benefits. A lot of benefits. Like someone was stylishly mentioning, one of the callers,
yeah,
that look, I have experience in some areas. This younger, if I have a younger friend, we get to share that kind of experience. They too have experience.
Yeah,
because they are more out there. They have their own experience from their from their own story, where they started from. And they would be knowledgeable in so many areas that you, the older person, you do not have that knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it is, it's usually a win when you have cross-generational friendship, as it were. So if it's not easy for women to come together, especially cross-generational, without the age being a factor, do you think that's a problem?
I think it has to do with mutual respect. She is a younger woman, but she's still a woman. She has her experiences, and I should respect that she does.
Yeah.
And then an elder woman, she's an older woman. She has experiences, and I also should respect that she does. I think that's the only thing that can make both parties be friends, irrespective of, you know, the generational gap.
So do we confuse age for intelligence? Like somebody is, because you're older.
Yeah.
That naturally means that you'll be more intelligent or wiser.
I mean, some people do think that way.
Anyways, let's go back to the calls.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
My name is Mercy. I'm calling from Alimosho.
Hi, welcome, Mercy.
Yes. This topic you are talking, there's one saying in my place. I'm an Igbo woman. It says, when you wash your hands clean, when a child... he or she eats with the king. So as a younger person, I don't see anything wrong coming close to a matured woman. Like, I'm a matured woman,
okay,
and I draw people to myself the way I behave. I don't discriminate,
okay,
but there must be barrier. Natural, because the age difference is there. There are things you can't say in my presence. There are some behavior you can't behave in my presence. When you have problem or you want to take advice from me, you come, I will give you sincere advice. Although some of them will lie. They will say, my friend has one problem. After saying it, I say, my friend, you are the one. Then I will give them advice. So it depends on the training and the respect, how the person that the younger one comports herself now, that will make you to accept her and want her to be around you.
All right.
Because some might be saucy. And it's because some of them, they don't have home training. Some of them don't have home training now to behave in presence of their... it's not everything you come to me and do in my presence. I will not like it. I will tell you the way it is.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. You made your point indeed. Now, when people talk about the younger ones coming for mentorship, coming for this and that, but the little knowledge of mentorship, my understanding of mentorship is a two-way thing, and age has nothing to do with it. If you have a mentor, you are also a mentor to that mentor. Because mentorship is two ways. It's not one way. The mindset of mentorship that we have is, one person knows better and is mentoring the other person. But it's not always so. It is a two-way thing. You mentor me, I mentor you. You might be doing more because you have more experience. But there's also mentorship to be learned from whoever you're mentoring. I know it's a strong meat, but it is what it is. We have Sunday calling from Victoria Island.
Hello, Sunday. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Let's talk.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, I think men move in group.
Okay.
Why women move alone?
Single-handedly? Like, is that it?
Yeah. Let me explain. Women, it does not matter your age. If you are in certain, for example, let me use 1 to 10. If you're on level 7, 7 likes moving together.
Okay.
While men, 1 to 10 can move together. I'll give you an example. For example, drunkards move together. If you humanize it like that, we can suck beer, we can, like you give an example of football. Yes, I like you because you are supporting my club.
Mm-hmm.
So we form kind of friendship like that, and
based on interest.
Then, yes, we create that kind of impression like we are together, and age doesn't show up there.
That's right.
But for women, is if you are a good person, if you are a good person, and for example you do this work that your salary can carry you, then I can invite you to my wedding. And if I can invite you to my wedding, you are buying my Ashebi, whether you can afford it or not, you are buying. So we are automatically, we are friends. You understand? And on this same people, you see different age. But the thing is, it's very hard for them to mix poor and rich.
Class.
Or middle class. You understand? So if you are rich, they move together. Middle class move together, probably. But for men, you can be very rich, but because you smoke Benson, because you like smoking Benson, every other person, including truck pusher, will be your friend because we all smoke. Like, you go to some joint where they sell this Ogogoro stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So, I mean, in a nutshell, what he's trying to say is women will be friends.
Women form friendship
based on status.
Yeah.
And class. While men will form friendship based on interest.
Yeah. Common interest.
It makes some kind of sense.
Oh, so I wasn't just thinking in my head. My brain is working.
Wait. Some people might disagree to that.
But Tola has been waiting. Let's take Tola before we go on WhatsApp. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, good morning. What's up,
Welcome.
Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is. What a day to be alive, you know.
Oh, my.
Okay, so Collins, I want to address what you're saying about guys.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair to compare male and female relationships.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of male friends and I see how they relate to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Male relationships are very on the surface. I feel like women have intentional relationships and they have deeper relationships. So we have a tendency to make more assessments before we can
allow
vibe
anybody
with someone.
To our space.
Okay.
Exactly. You guys just like to dream together and watch footy and all of that kind of stuff. We talk about deep stuff. So I can't just be talking about deep stuff with someone who cannot understand what I'm saying because we're not in the same phase in life.
All right.
And I feel the same thing happens to even single. I'm single. Some of my friends are married. And sometimes the struggle, even though I feel like our generation is breaking that up.
Okay.
The married people are opening up to the single people now.
Yeah.
But in terms of having older friends, I'm in my 30s and I have friends in my 50s.
Okay.
They're not my friends. You know, they're confident. They're people I can discuss serious things with. But can we go out for drinks together? No, I'm not.
That's right.
Why? Because of age?
No, they can't get it. They don't even want to go now. Oh, come on. They don't want to go.
Okay.
All right, Gary. Thank you so much, Tola.
All right,
appreciate
then.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Wow.
Okay. That also made sense.
Absolutely.
That also made sense.
And we're here to get into our topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the WhatsApp message? Oh boy, Moses.
Okay, Moses on the line.
Moses, if I give you left hand. Good to hear you.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
Moses on the line.
Welcome.
Let's talk.
The truth is that for guys, and most people, for me, you can make friends with anybody, like we buy cars. Whether you like you old or you young, everybody are friends. But you know one thing me have learned in life? I don't really look at class because there is this mentality I have. Everybody is equal before God. Nobody is better than the other.
Yes,
whether you like you are billionaire, it's only money that makes us different. If everybody dies, it's fit me. You know what I'm saying? So, me, I don't believe. But one thing that hurts me most is that most times you love younger people, but because majority are not well trained, you have issues with them. Because you get to a stage, even though despite you relate, you want to play with them like you are young, like you are their age, you now discover that you have small issues. They will talk to you like you are nothing.
Okay.
The respect, the regard will not be there.
Because you've opened up to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come see finish.
Mm. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
But it's normal for a wise person, even if you are training your own child, daughter or son, apart from mother, make them your friends. Let them not see you as friends. Apart from you are my parents. So,
all right.
Because of that, they will open up to you. Anything.
All right. Thank you so much. Eunice, before we go, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Eunice.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Live.
Thank you. My name is Eunice, and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Okay.
Your discussion about women, I think it's a bit it's stereotypical.
Okay.
You know, they say women are their own, you know, they are women's enemy and all that. And it's not true. It's not true.
Okay.
Because when people say that, it's as if men have it all well in their relationship, they don't quarrel, they don't fight, they don't send dire assassins after one another. In politics and the rest of it, in business, you see what they do. So for anybody to even assume must say that women are their own enemies, you know, it's not true. And that's the way I see this discussion.
Okay.
Of course, when you are relating with somebody who is younger than you, there is the gap. It's just natural. It's just normal. You can't close that gap no matter how well, you know, how well-meaning you are. And that's why when somebody, when people of different ages and classes, and women don't relate on the basis of classes alone, no. We relate based on needs, based on whatever, just the way men relate.
Okay.
But what is important is that when you are relating with somebody, even if you are people of age mate, if you are age mate, respect is reciprocal. You show respect. It's what keeps relationship going. Whether you are young or old or whatever, if you don't show, you know, difference to somebody, there will be issues. And of course, when older women relate with younger women, it also depends on what they are discussing. If you're talking about maybe family life and all that, fine. Some people might go overboard and say, what do you know, Kinefo? But it's not limited to women, please.
That's right. All
it's
right.
not limited to women. What matters is that we're able to, you know, women should be able to relate, you know, create friendship across board.
All right. Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Eunice.
That.
With Eunice, we'll end those calls and then get the messages and then we can go into our G's.
That's right. WhatsApp, Tosing Oyedele says, Tekes, women care here. Yeah, we too far more. Them go just use you as small girl and probably think you are after their husband instead of friends, now mentors straight.
Wow.
I think she must have experienced it.
Yeah.
That's why she sounds that way.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, Paul from Ayobo says, calling to your own point, it's hard to see women of such categories in Nigeria. Women's ego is far higher and that they are very sensitive to status. Okay, another here says, what's up, Lagos? I think it works the same way for women. As long as you have shared interest or something in common, you can be friends. But the level of friendship will be different due to the age difference. What is important to a 20-year-old is not the same for a 50-year-old.
So that means, okay.
No, he's trying to say that it's not... It's possible for them to be friends, but the kind of friendship might have some kind of barrier because of the age gap.
Okay.
Yeah. Labode from Igondo says, what's up, Lagos? It's easier for aged men and young men to roll because men are naturally respectful to each other, but women are not naturally respectful, but arrogant and egoistic. Hence, the consciousness of age disparity.
That's
okay.
Too much categorical statement.
I know, right? Olu Shola Olawole here says, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Teke, the best couple on radio. I am very excited because my birthday is tomorrow, so weekend is here. Shout out to you and happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy Olu Shola. Okay. All right. Another one here says, okay, yes, mostly in the salon. My daughter is 20 in the university and discuss everything with me. She is my only friend, the only friend that discloses my secrets to this Katie Kindness.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you for sharing that. Iron Man here says, hi, I'm Mabel Couple. The Techers. For me, it's purely a gender issue. Women are wired totally differently from men. For example, 50-year-old men 50 men of all ages can live peacefully in the same house, but trust me, two women of the same age cannot live peacefully in the same house. Okay. Mm-hmm. My late 75-year-old landlord and myself in the late 30s were so close and friendly that people sometimes mistook him for my dad. I used to crack him up with so much laughter that he missed me anytime I was absent. May he so rest in peace. Women can never do that. Okay. Another one here says, hi, the techers. I'm Sheon. My own thoughts is women have issues of ego, keeping friends with each other. That's why a lot of women prefer keeping male friends, than female friends. Thank
you. Wow.
Amos from Ibafo here says, good morning, the techers. Yes, I agree with the caller that said women move in status and men in interest. I have a boss who is super rich, but mingle with his co-workers after the daily work. Mm-hmm. We sit together, buy beer, drink, and discuss about life, technology, innovations, marriage, etc. But mm-hmm. My wife at home always get annoyed when I tell her I'm going to youth meeting in my church. She will tell me I'm above the level that I'm married, so you can see the difference there. Okay. Adeshino Ayotoyinbo from Atagu says, what's up, Lagos?
Chase the life.
On the topic, I'm an Anglican priest, young. I'm still in my 30s, and I've been in the ministry for over 16 years.
Wow.
I always have this problem you're discussing this morning with older people, colleagues, who don't initially know my identity and years of experience. They usually come to feel overwhelmed after seeing the potentials and wisdom. But in the first place, often they pose to behave as knowing better because they are older. It is a hard thing in relationship building. I think elderliness is a kind of mentality that worries African.
Van, that's a way to end this conversation. That's exactly what we're driving at, really. The fact that we need to understand that age is not necessarily... more intelligence, and that's it. Look at that gentleman. I mean, look at you. You have experience in this industry for how many years now? I mean, if one looks at you and then want to put it side to side, they'll be like, okay, how much experience? But that is what it is. I started even in this industry as a teenager. I remember even after I'd spent like some like 10 years, you know, just because people at least would have known you and heard you. Some people when they meet you, you know, and they have also spent some time, they begin to wonder, okay, what do you know? Not knowing that your story is not the same, just because somebody's young and is getting it, yagi, doesn't mean that the person doesn't know.
There's also a thing of, we've been seeing this person, she's or this woman or this man, they're filled with wisdom, just like what the priest explained.
Yeah.
You know, they come to meet you for advice, you are matured, you know, you're confident. The moment, and of course they respect you, but the moment they find out your age,
no problem.
And they come to see that they are older than you, it becomes a problem.
It's like you going for a marriage counseling session, and then you get there, the counselor is younger than all of you.
And he goes,
what if he has experience? You know, I'm like, what if he has more experience in the professional field?
When it comes to counseling, right? Yeah. That's actually the misconception. A lot of people will say, oh, you're not married, especially when he's a single person who is the counselor. I say, what do you know? You're not married. Or if probably you're a young couple, you're a young person, you're not married. And you're like, what do you know? You're not married. How will you counsel me? You know? It has to do with professionalism most of the time, even though experience is a plus. But most of the time when it comes to counseling, it is professionalism that does the job.
That's right. Well, guys, we are set to bring you a family talk right now. Before we go on the break, we'd like to bring our main conversation on the family talk today. It's a part two of something we had last week. Yeah. If you cannot remember what we talked about last week, Friday. I'll remind you, we talked about what men want. We even dissected with this. It was
the way to a man's heart is his stomach.
Stomach, yes. And then, you know, we had to break down the man's heart and all that. So we're asking today, we're flipping that script and asking the question from the other side.
What is the way to a woman's heart?
Kali Mali. Money, food, love.
Romance.
What is the way to a woman's heart? That's a question today in the Family Talk. And that goes live right after the break.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's 11:02 on the clock. And it's time for the Family Talk. Let's have this conversation today. Women, we want to hear mostly from you. What is the way to your heart? I mean, we want to know what makes you happy. I'm a woman, I'm going to speak from my perspective.
Yeah.
But want to know generally. I know that some people want to say that, oh, it has to do with the individual. It has to do with the woman. But we cannot remove the fact that as women, we have a lot of similarities. We have something that is common. You know, we have a lot of similarities. I'm living that way. So let's know. We're talking generally for women. What is the way to her heart?
Because the men want to know. We just want to treat our women better. We want to know how to get into your heart, not to break it. Hey, guys, let me warn you. Don't come and learn today and I'll break your heart. No, we want to know how to get into your heart so that we can please you. All right? At the end of the day, you know what women want?
To
be pleased.
Okay.
No. Tell me no. There's more to life. You're too serious.
From your own findings, right?
Yeah.
You have dated a couple of women. You have had...
You had to say that.
I had to say that.
Okay.
Because I know, yes, you have.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you have dated a couple of women. You have also had to, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, with a few women. So tell me, what do you think?
Why are you putting me on this spot? Why?
What do you think?
I mean...
Talk to us.
A good question to answer. But, you know, asking that question from your wife, it becomes, you have to think twice before you respond to it. But I'm going to put my thoughts together and respond to you, even as I give the listener the opportunity to put their thoughts together.
Colin,
and respond to us.
You are a very good politician.
I'm not a politician.
You will do well, a politician.
Are you serious? They've been saying that too.
You will do well.
People have been saying that.
Uh-uh. Okay.
Anyways, but I'm going to respond to you. You know I'll not run away from that.
I hope so.
But Lagos, you have heard, and last week you heard how people say, no, the man is food, 70% food, 30%. What is the way to a woman's heart? What is it? Is it food? Is it money? Is it love? Is it care?
Is it romance?
Is it everything all put together?
Or if we're saying all of those, what percent, what carries what percentage?
Yep.
If we're going by, okay, yeah, yes, money is in the mix. It cannot take that away.
Is it money?
Money's in a mix.
Money.
Love is in a mix, of course. Romance is in a mix, amongst many other things. So we want to know, generally.
Give us a breakdown of the percentage.
Yeah, that's right. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Let's hear who is first to talk to us. You can send us a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. If you'd like to send a WhatsApp, that's the number through which you can be a part of a broadcast right here. We are the Techers. She's Andrea Adobe Decker.
And here is Collins. Techer.
The microphone heavyweight. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Anthony, first time caller.
Hey, Anthony, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life, Anthony. Wow. Let's talk.
Yeah, even though I didn't follow up initially. I think it was last week.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I guess the way to man heart is food.
All right. What of a woman? What is the way to a woman's heart?
The way to man heart is food. They got me there.
Okay.
They got me.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
And the way to woman heart is nothing but care.
Care.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. You show concern. But before you care, you have to get money.
So, I don't like that.
Without money, you can't show care.
Are you sure?
Wow.
Yes. I care for you. I love you. Without money, in a scam.
Thank you so much. She's on the line from Lagos Island. Wow. The last call, Alaska, like nearly late. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, Shay.
Yeah. For the program, I'm really interested. Okay. The God Almighty Allah protect both of you and your son.
Amen.
For me, I like food.
Okay.
And then, at the same time, I like woman.
Okay, the way to your heart is woman and food. So what do you think the way to a woman's heart is?
The way woman's heart is now,
You don't know.
You don't think I'm...
You don't know the way to a woman's heart.
No, all these women.
It's
There's no way you pamper them. They still behave like woman.
Okay. So there's no way to a woman's heart.
No.
Okay, you don't know. That's fair. I don't know.
It's too. People like you that will end up in relationship, and people will be heartbroken.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Well.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, Colin.
Welcome.
Good morning.
My name is Jane. I'm calling from Aja.
Hi, welcome, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to say that a way to a woman's heart is care.
Care?
I know that some people will be saying money. Yes, money can be involved. Mm-hmm. But the time that you take, as in the time you bring out to know how that woman is faring, the time you know, you might not even be present to show the care. Mm. You understand? You can even call her on the phone, and the way she sounds, you'll be like, okay, this is not the way you used to sound. What is this? That alone shows that you care for her.
Okay.
Maybe money can be involved or money cannot be involved. But I know that even if you like, give a woman one, as in open a bank and tell her this bank belongs to you, and if you don't care for her, I bet you that when she's tired of that money, she will still go back to that man that cares for her.
Okay.
That is one simple truth that sometimes some men don't know. Yes, the money is good, but if you don't show that care, she will definitely leave you to someone that will show that care to her.
Okay.
My own contribution.
Wow, thank you so much, thank Jane.
You. All right, Kofo is on the line. Let's hear from Kofo. Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
How are you guys? How are you, the techers?
We're
enjoying you. Let me just say my own. Money.
Is the weight on your hands, money?
I'm saying, so, this is the money that will tickle me. You know, when money I've entered, and you touch me like this, my body will just be...
Okay.
Oh my! Thank you so much for being truthful, man. Thank you.
Shout out to you, man.
Wow.
Okay.
Money. I'll be making lists.
Money, because, like you said, is the way to a woman's heart. Says Kofo. I mean, she said to her own heart.
Okay.
Money, it is.
All right. Moses is the first time caller calling from Iba Housing. Hi, Moses.
Okay, I'm fine. What's up, Nigeria?
Just alive.
Okay, I just want to quickly contribute to this, your program concerning how to win a woman's heart.
Yes, it was a way.
Yeah, actually, everybody has their own way of winning their loved one, but I particularly... Mm-hmm. The only way you can win a woman's heart is by caring for her, you know, providing every necessary thing she needs, and finally assisting her to do house chores.
Chores, okay.
If you do the house chores for her, in fact, you've won a heart.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
That made sense. I love the last part.
Mm-hmm.
You help with house chores.
Mm-hmm.
When you help with house chores, you melt a heart. Should I say it again? You help with house chores, you melt a heart.
Okay.
You
want to say it again?
With house chores. You melt a heart.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm just talking.
Are you?
No.
I don't believe that. I believe you're trying to tell me something. Hi.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Claire calling from Lekki Traffic.
Welcome.
Hi, Claire. Welcome.
Thank you. The way to my heart
mm-hmm.
is by caring for me. It's actually building that intimacy with me. When you can talk, we can banter, and you get me, you know, like I don't have to explain myself all the time, you know, and stuff.
Okay.
You know, so when you get me and you have my back, you know, so I know that, you know, I can trust you, I can rely on you.
Okay.
Money, I was raised to be a very content person.
Okay.
So money doesn't really get to me. Like, so I'm a bit independent, or I'm pretty independent, you know, and stuff. So, I'm able to manage with whatever little that I make, you know, and I'm content with it. So if you give me stuff and give me money or whatever, that's nice, but that doesn't really
cut it for you. So it's more or less security?
Yeah, so it's more or less that emotional security, you know, me knowing that
you're
know,
dead, you got me.
You got me, you know, you got my back, you know, and I can rely on you, and we can talk and we can play together, you know. Like there's love, there's fun, there's laughter, that is it for me.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Wow.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love to hear that. I mean, but the question is, are we saying it based on what it should be or based on what it is? What is it you would look at right now from your personal experience, from your observation of women, that you would say this, I think, is what's the way to a woman's heart?
Yeah.
Ella is on the line from Lekki.
Hi, Ella. What's up, Lagos? Welcome. Hello. Hello?
Cheers to life. Ella.
Hello?
Under umbrella. Ella.
The event to my house, the full address to my house is financially enhanced care.
Eh? Mm. Can you say that again? Financially
enhanced care.
Enhanced care. This is big. This is solid.
Wow.
Financially enhanced care. That's the care that is financially enhanced.
The care is good, but when it's not financially enhanced,
wahala.
The care has to be financially enhanced.
Thank you so much, Ella. This is like what people have been trying to say when they say care. Because I'm just thinking in my head now. No, it's true. Okay. No money, nothing. I just come, darling. I care. The nurse will tell you if you care, go and take care of the things in that. No, it's true.
Oh my God.
Oh, you start showing care. It's, love is not sweet without money. Oh. I'm not saying that money is everything, but I'm saying that it has to be in the mix.
Okay.
Financial well-being.
Okay.
Doing okay financially has a role.
So you are saying money, right?
I will not be a mumu.
You are saying money, right?
I'm not answering fully.
You are answering.
But I'm giving them ideas. What's
so what percentage will you give money?
Money?
Yeah.
Maluva. You see, the key words in the last call, like, that got me. I wasn't ready to talk, but
financially
enhanced. You see, it's financially enhanced everything that is on that list. Financially enhanced emotional intelligence. Financially enhanced care. Financially enhanced, I love you. You can't I love you.
Are you speaking from a man's perspective?
Yes.
Okay.
That is what I think. You don't know the feeling. The love is, it grows stronger.
Okay.
When alert enter.
Okay.
Hey, girl, you don't need me. What's up,
please? Hello.
Hi.
This is Kemi from Ikorodu, first time caller.
Wow! Welcome,
What's
Kemi.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Chester life. Welcome.
Yes. The road to a woman's heart, or the way to a woman's heart. I've been hearing a lot of people say it's money, it's care. But for me, I will say it's the fear of God. The fear of God. If I got married, I met different men. There were those who spent money, as in money. But when a man doesn't have the fear of God, he will always lead you to sin with him. He will give you loads and loads and tons of material gifts. But because he has no fear of God, there is no restraint. He will encourage you to sin, to fornicate with him.
And if you don't know what you are doing, you will be tempted.
Mm.
At some other time, you know, there will be just so many temptations when a man doesn't fear God. And the only thing he's able to bring to the table is money, financial care, enhanced financial care. But when a man fears God, that fear of God will hold him back from doing anything that will tarnish his relationship with his maker and thereby impact or influence your own relationship with him. Mm. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so when a man fears God and he says, because I fear God, I'm not going to do this.
Mm.
Because I fear God, I won't cheat on you.
Mm-hmm.
The marriage must succeed.
Mm.
Because I fear God, I won't give in to temptations.
Mm.
That kind of man will definitely always and always
win your heart.
Have your heart. Yes.
Okay.
Because he fears God. He puts priority on his relationship with God first.
Mm. All right.
And that will always, always and always make the relationship work.
All right.
Because money will fail.
Mm. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I know some women will be like, okay, fear God.
But fear she God. Made sense, trust me.
That was a lot of sense. But
she made sense.
My point is, you're fearing God no money?
And by the, and I mean, when you are,
let me just ask the women.
When you are fearing God,
wait.
When you fear God, hello.
Is it the question? Let's
when
go back to the question.
When you are fearing God,
you know we can bring religion and everything.
That's true though, but
the question is, what is the way to a woman's heart?
To her heart.
She
has to fear God.
She is a fear of
you
God.
You see, there are women, right? Mm. They're young women, or
so
older
to
women.
Her.
Who to her, exactly.
Good.
You know, they just trip for a man who has a heart for God.
For God.
You know, you just melt their heart when... What is wrong with you,
Nothing, Charlie? Nothing. I'm
what
just
you think, what you think made me fall in love with you?
My fear of God?
Moving on. Olubumi is on the line and
I think so it's true. See, I'm just trying
Olubumi
to...
Olubumi is
okay,
on the line.
Olubumi.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lega?
Chester Life.
Good morning, Andrea.
What's up?
Good morning. Don't mind us, man.
Thank you so much. The way to my own heart is love and money.
Love and money.
The money has to be in the mix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The love must be maybe it must consist of assisting me.
Okay.
And pumping me attention.
Okay.
Then the money is just spoiling me with money.
So what percentage will you give money? What percentage will you give attention
and love?
And love.
Maybe money should be around. Let's say
50-50.
50-50, okay?
Yes, 50-50.
It's okay. I mean, that's fair.
Okay.
Money is in the mix.
It really has to be in the mix.
The lady would have just added the fear of God and well-being. But it's just the belief that when you fear God... But does it mean... Does fear of God bring about financial stability? Because if you say the way to your heart is fear of God... Only. That's why we give room to give percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe fear of God is 70%.
Mm-hmm.
Money and financial stability. Bodo and Bell.
Okay.
It has to be bear. Because before some men will now go and say, all I need is just fear of God, and everything will be fine.
Mm.
That is very important. You must have reverence. What the Muslims, shout out to Muslim brothers today. It's a Friday.
Okay.
What they call taqwa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fear of God.
Okay.
That exactly... It's what every human being should have because it guides you. It's what will make you not, don't hurt the next person.
Yeah.
Fear of God.
Yeah.
Don't hurt your partner.
Yeah.
Fear of God. But will that win the heart of your woman forever and ever? Say he's always a very God-fearing man. And that's it?
Okay.
That's my question.
All right, let's see. This person here is saying... Huh? Okay. Hello, the techers. This topic is so impossible, though. There is absolutely no way to a woman's heart because you can't just give them all they want. That is, the more you give them, the more demands increases. You can testify a woman or
Collins. You can't satisfy.
You can't. Okay, you can't satisfy a woman or Collins. You understand now? Do you understand?
Who's Collins? Did you put Collins
again? Okay, I don't know what the Collins is talking about. Another here says, attention, money, and lots of gifts. It's a way to a woman's heart. Talking from experience. Okay.
Yeah. Guys, when we contribute, let's not talk of what should be. Let's talk of our experience, what we have experienced as a person. Because I've not seen the lady you go and meet now and say, okay, you know, I've been finding the gate into your heart. As you can see me right now, I have a lot of fear of God. You know,
Does he have the fear?
I want to toast to you. No. Oh, and I want to toast and say, the fear of God is my wisdom. I have a lot of fear of God in me. And I love you. I want to use this fear of God to penetrate your heart.
That's not even realistic. How many men will come and meet you and tell you, oh, I have a heart for God. Oh, I'm God fearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
would that get to your heart if somebody walks up to you? Or how do you present that fear of God? No, I'm not. How do you present it to get into a woman's heart? We're talking as if they're already married. We're already together.
No, that's true, though.
No, you want to get into a woman's heart.
You
want
to get her to love you.
To love you.
So how would you get her to love
would
you?
Would you go there and say, hello, I go to church. I go to mosque.
I've got fear of God. And you know, that's thing, though. Whenever you see this dating sites of a thing or matchmaking, you hear people put list of things there. You hear, oh, I want a tall, dark, a lovely man.
Yeah.
Maybe in his 30s or in his 40s.
Mm.
They never omit God fearing.
Yes, they always put God fearing.
They never omit God fearing.
So that means that God fearing should be there.
That God fearing is the way.
But it cannot be all. It cannot be. That's what I'm saying. Can he walk alone?
He can't walk alone.
Is he a Liverpool fan?
Okay.
He's not a Liverpool fan. He's really a Liverpool fan. He can never walk alone.
Kola Wale from Ikorodu here says, what's up, Lagos? It's quite easy for men to make friends. Oh, no.
Okay.
This was our early conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Sean from Festic says, hi, the techies, what's up? Men tend to move with... Oh, this is still about that.
The previous,
okay, messages I couldn't take earlier.
Okay.
Let's see. Moses from Okota says, the way to a woman's heart is love and care. Every woman loves enjoying. Okay.
Okay.
Another here says, good morning, the techies. Nice. What's up? This is Lego. This is Stanley. Mm-hmm. The only way to a woman's heart is number one, money. Number two, money. Number three, money again. With these three things, you have the whole keys to a woman's heart.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. Dahiru says, honestly, we human beings, we don't know what we want. Why say this? Give some women love. The love is not enough. Give some... What's your definition of love, though?
Yeah.
Give some women money. The money is not enough. Mm-hmm. They would go and cheat on you with another man. All right.
But why this question is important and why getting it right is important is because that's what we determine our values. Because what we want is a reflection of what our values are.
Absolutely.
You just
said it all.
So everybody's saying money.
We all value money.
Don't we?
We all value money. Money is a thing, you know. That's where priority now comes in place. What we value the most. For the lady that talked about, you know, him being God-fearing, she values that the most compared to money. Money is good. Even the Bible says money answered all things.
That's
so
right.
So we cannot remove the fact that money is a huge and also sometimes a determining factor when it comes to, you know, getting a woman's heart.
So what is the way to a woman's heart? Money, love, God-fearingness.
Of course, you know, like you said, this comes back to you, what we value the most.
Absolutely. Phone lines buzzing. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
All right, do call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993.
But we have to... Can you talk to us? Hello?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. You have 30 seconds. Let's talk.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. First time caller, but many times listener.
Wow. Welcome. You made it.
You made it. Let's talk.
Good morning.
Yes, what's your name?
Yeah, that's your topic this morning. It's so interesting. But my own part is care.
Care.
Care,
okay.
Caring. If a man is so much in caring, there is no way. Today you call me, tomorrow you... And above all, the money has to be there too.
Okay.
Because even though you are caring for me, how do you want to care?
Without
you want
money.
To call. You need money to call. You have to buy a credit. You have to buy data for me too. For me to chat with you. For me to talk with you. You know, it's part of it. We cannot rule it out.
All right.
But all this what we are saying is caring. I'm above all, like that lady says, for a man that has a fear of God. Yes,
right.
Part of it.
All right.
The three of us go together. Caring. Tender, loving care. Yes, that's it. Thank
all right.
you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Well said.
We need to go on a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back. Blows, amazing song. Whiskey featured in that song by Starboy. And it's quite confusing here. And Black Jersey. Oh, boy. 11:32. That's the time.
That's right. We're still having this conversation.
Yep.
We're trying to find out the way to a woman's heart.
Yep.
Is it through money?
Money.
Is it money? Is it food? I think nobody's saying food. Nobody's saying food. Because at the end of the day, we cook our food ourselves, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, is it food? Is it love? Is it romance? Is it attention? And then we're going to add one more. Is it God-fearingness?
Oh.
is it you...
Being God-fearing.
Is it being God-fearing? Is that what, you know, would lead you warming up to a man?
That's a big question we're asking today. And so far, so good. How, what percentage would you put money, you know, hearing what everyone is saying? And must money always be in the mix to make a woman, you know?
I mean, to win.
To win a woman's heart?
Yeah.
For you, does money always...
For me?
Yep.
I don't want to sound weird, because, I mean, people will be like, Andrea,
I think I have the answer.
Sound like she is, you know. Yeah, money is part of it, but I would not have money as probably, you know, most part of, you know, what endears me to a man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have money. If money was the case, trust me, oh my goodness. Anyway, it's not a thing. It's not, it is important, but I wouldn't say it's the most thing that endears me to a man or warm, makes my heart warm up to a man.
For that reason, I'm going to spoil your money.
Well, if you do, I would appreciate it.
Yes.
But, I mean, money...
Oh, say what you said now.
Money is not the thing. I know, you're not getting it. Money is not the thing that makes me...
Attention.
You know, warm up to a man. Or, you know, warm up to the person who... I mean, that's going to win my heart, basically.
Okay. Great. 0700-993-993-993. You had asked me the question earlier, but let's take some calls first.
About time.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Mm. Okay, so I've been calling all day because nobody was mentioning food. Man, I love me a man that can cook.
Yeah. So food is the way to your heart. What percentage?
Let me say 60.
Wow. Wow. Man.
And then surprise gifts. Don't just come and say, what do you want? Or take money. Buy me something. I said, babe, surprise. I was like, oh my God, I'm so in love right now.
I get it.
Surprises also get to your heart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know if some people are talking about money. Like, can't you make the money yourself? Why do you have to depend on the man to give you money?
Anyway,
it's fine.
Yeah.
See, you just became alive as she said that.
Yeah,
like,
because that's actually what it is. If you can, I mean, you can make your money yourself. Money from a man would not make me love the man more.
Yeah.
Because money is, I mean, I can make money.
That's right.
But you know, some people would say, it's free money. It's not the one you worked for. It's free money.
Do you think that over-dependence of men to give women money has stolen away some women's potential? Stopping them from leading to their full potential? Over-dependence on a man's money by a woman?
Yeah.
That could, or let me not say, or has, or that could, you know... stop men from women from attaining their full potential most times.
Yeah.
Could that be?
Yeah, it is also that dependence on a man for money that has led men to thinking the money is the way to a woman's heart.
Hmm. All right.
Michael is on the line. Hi, Michael. What's up? Welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Yes.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy. You can't take water.
Water,
take your time.
Please.
It's really nice to get through to you guys. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. You guys are amazing.
Thank you,
Michael.
Yo, anyways, for my wife, chocolates, sweets. every time I come back from work, I have to come home bearing gifts of different types of chocolates, sweets.
Aww. Okay,
we've been fighting all week because I've not been feeling too well, so I've not been able to buy all the things I buy when I come home. I'm like, no, I've been at home, I'm sick. You can't expect me to buy this again.
Wow.
So,
that's more like, I mean, she is the one who loves the romance.
Yeah,
the romantic atmosphere and all of that gets to her.
I have to come home and cook. So she likes when I cook. She cooks, so another. But weekends, it's my time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'm tired. Like, no, you have to be the one to cook.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I think for her, it's care, attention, romance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Wow. Man,
nice to get through to you guys, man.
Oh, we're really glad you made it. Here.
Wow, I mean, I love that. I could feel the energy from him just talking that it's a lovely home.
It
and
is.
Man, don't let anything steal that from you, man. Nothing.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Absolutely. All right, great. Well, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I blush when I see people truly in love with each other and people, you know, taking the mess of each other, because being in a relationship means that you smile, you take the mess and just, you know, wave it on the side and understand that, no, the love I have for this person is higher than whatever it is they can really do, especially if it's not affecting you drastically.
That's right. Isaiah is on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My sweater, I don't know how to be excited.
Just scream what's up.
Just say
Lagos.
What's up, Lagos, to start with.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
Yes, alive.
Thank you. Oh, well, I just dropped a quick one. I think it's not money. I think it's what you do with money.
What you do with money.
Money.
Okay.
There are acts. There's things that appeal to a lady that the money will make easy for you to do.
Okay. What are those things?
So, you know, someone mentioned some lady. It's unique to ladies anyway. There are ladies that love gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ladies that love to visit places.
Mm.
The ladies that love food.
Hmm.
You have to understand the lady.
Okay.
Your own kind of lady.
That's right.
Then your money can answer for.
Mm.
So that's where the money will enhance.
Just not just money.
Hmm.
Money has to buy something.
That's right.
You know, so what you do with the money, the act, or those things you do, you kind of do. Some people just, like, you can just invite, hey, I'm here, or you come, you guys just go and sit down in the movies.
Yeah.
I think it's not money, it's what you can do
with
you,
the money.
How smart are you with the money you have? Can be very stupid with the money.
That's right.
You know, you can buy you can buy a car for a girl. You didn't still win her heart.
Yeah.
You gotta meet the other guy. So try your car.
Hmm.
I'm gonna meet the other guy. So those little things you do, you're not money.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
Man, that's a very strong contribution.
Yeah, I like the part he mentioned that know your woman. So when you generalize, and I think that generalizing comes from a place of experience here and there, and what you said earlier
society.
As to the dependency of some women on men. To give them money, and you know, because that has been happening consistently, men would naturally want to believe that women would away to their heart, if you want to win a girl, is to give her money and she falls for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it goes back to knowing your kind of woman. You know, that woman that is appeals to you, how can you get her?
Yeah,
you know the kind of person, what she loves, what she values.
That's right.
When you're able to understand those things,
crack that nut, that's the moment.
Exactly. She would she will be all over you. Trust me.
Press it like the ice cream guy.
You know. So it's more. Yeah. It's. I like what he also said. It's more than money. It's what you do with the money most times.
That's right.
Women these days, they make their own money. So what money are you going to give them?
That's right, man. I mean, that's a very valid contribution.
Yeah.
Because it's an act. To get to a person's heart, you have to melt it. You do not just assume. There are a lot of people who have money, and they believe that because there's money, they always provide that. They become provider. Are you God? You know, they become provider. I always provide that. I don't know why. I can't get to her heart.
Exactly.
I give her this. She's not loving.
Exactly.
She's not caring. It's her. Because I always give money. Did you ask? Did you find out what she
truly wants?
I know some women will be like, yes, give me the money. Let me. There are people who money is their own. No, they just want to see that money. It's romantic.
I
know.
Yes,
for some people, it works that way.
Yeah.
If you know for sure, don't assume that every woman depends
money.
On money for them to, for their heart to be melted or for them to open their heart. No, I don't think so. I think you have to know your woman.
Yeah.
And know your man.
Because at the end of the day, if you think that it's just money and you give her money all the time, the moment the money is not there, she's going to run away. And that's going to put pressure on the man to always want to look for money so that he can, you know, still have the man, the heart of the woman.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think that should be a strong determining factor for you to be, you know, to win a woman's heart.
Yeah, some people is punchy. Some people.
You know?
Yeah, and some people, they just want to see you that you are ready, always ready.
Oh, you're good enough.
They'll love you for
you
that.
You know? You are very, very strong. Anyway, let's move on before the conversation enter another bus stop.
That's
my accident. We don't want any casualties. Let's move on. Eminence, Chinazo here. He's saying, and he's on the road, I think he's in transit. He says, women have issues of egocentrism and egotism. I think this is what we're talking about earlier.
For the previous conversation, yeah.
But we have to move on from that one. This is saying, good morning, the techers. Your family are doing great on Nigeria Info. I just wanted to find out, to listen to us on the podcast.
Yeah, we definitely would...
website.
You can go on the website, nigeriainfo.fm. You'll find some of our stuff. And for those of you who have been saying, why have you not been streaming? Yes, I'm sure very soon we'll resume streaming again. But for now, you can always get the recordings of our show on our socials, all right?
And the website.
And the website. That's right.
Okay. Oluwashola Olawale here says, the best way to win a woman's heart is money. No money, no love. And number two, he says, care and respect. Number three, he says, women love a man that can cook. I also do love a man that can cook, you know.
But I don't understand. You're just skipping. I believe it's because it's morning radio. That's why they're skipping that
one. Of course. Why won't you skip that?
Yeah.
I said we don't want casualties. You want us to enter that bus?
No.
That will cause half accidents?
No. With the NBC, I don't know.
We move on, no. Okay. He says, good morning, the techers. My name is David Udoala. I would personally say the way to a man's heart is respect, which can be compromised of a lot of things. Comprised of a lot of things. And he says, the way to a woman's heart is appreciation and care, which also includes a lot of things. He says, Adobe, you understand now. I don't know who Adobe is.
Oh.
Okay. Another here says, this is Chidoze Silas from Kota says, good morning, the techers. The way to a woman's heart depends on the location. The way to a woman's heart in America and Europe is love and romance. The way to a woman's heart in Africa and Nigeria is money. This man, I don't understand you.
No, a lot of men actually think that the only way to please a woman is to give them money or to have money.
The fact that he had to differentiate.
But that's wrong.
He said America and Europe is love and romance. That means in Nigeria, in Africa, you can never find a woman that you can get through to a heart with love and romance.
I think that's a poverty mentality. And I'm not trying to insult the guy. The person who said the bus said, no, I'm trying to say that our society... You can't deny the fact that there's no poverty mentality in our society. There's a lot of poverty mentality in our society. And that is understandable. The economists will tell you why it is that way. So because of that mentality, people think that money is every single thing. I'm telling you the truth.
That's right.
If you were not paying for your house rent, maybe you had access to a mortgage, if you need a house anywhere in this country, like it is in most countries in the world, where as a citizen, you can actually wake up and say, okay, I'm relocating to this part. Let me see, you can get a mortgage, get a house, also get social gratification of like, social, what do you call it? Arms. How do you call it now? What government social funds. And then, you know, you can have access to that. Mm-hmm. And then you would not, money would be less of a priority. Mm. You will not pay attention to the things that matter. Yeah. You being a better person, you being a better husband or a better boyfriend or a better wife or girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with our society.
Okay.
Money has become the thing because there's poverty in the land.
All right.
Everybody just wants to make money. They believe that with money you escape most of the evils or the hardship that exists.
And then it's free money too. It's free money.
Okay.
The money that you didn't work for. It's sweeter when it comes from, you know, it's sweeter when you see money that you didn't work mm-hmm. for. I don't know. Some people say so.
No, it is sweeter, I don't lie.
Okay, Carol from Ojo says, good morning, Detekers. The way to a man, to my heart has got to be money. More money, plenty money, and too much money. Well done, Carol. We can see you.
We see you.
Oliver here says, good morning, the great Techers. What's up, Lagos? She had the rice and she's still alive.
Yeah.
The road to woman's heart don't block her. That money go open them. That money they sponsor care. Okay. He says, how can I call, text, check off, buy gifts, and even visit without money? Money is the ultimate lubricant to love.
Wow.
It's okay. Kati Kindness says, the way to my heart is attention and care. Full stop. Money without happiness is zero. I feel you, baby girl. I feel you much.
But what is money? Go ahead.
Mayo from Adorekiti says, good morning, the Techers. Well, I can't necessarily say particularly because all ladies not speaking English. Mm. All ladies end the same. What works for Lady A might not work for Lady B, generally care and love does it for me. All right.
Maya, thank you.
Joseph Adewuyi says, good morning, the Techers. One, your capacity to learn and communicate your care and admiration for a woman is high on the list. And number two, backing it up with a quality financial capacity with the two above, your woman will adore you endlessly.
I love his first point. He said the ability to listen to a woman. You know, even women do not know that they require that to be listened to, unless when they get into a relationship, they now realize that it could even be a problem.
Yeah.
To listen. Listening.
Yeah.
From my own little experience, you have to listen. You have to listen. You have to learn how to gist.
Yeah.
That's how to get the woman's heart. All this time I mentioned money, after money, call.
What next? Exactly. So, yeah, money
with somebody who you don't have conversation with, you don't have a connection with, without work. Besides, why can't you have your own money?
That's right, though.
Uh-huh.
So money isn't everything.
So that's...
Even though it's a part of it, but it's not everything. I don't think... Now, this is me speaking personally. You can have the money in the world. I mean, there. You can have the whole money in the world. You can spend money, spoil me with money. But there are certain things that if you do not have, you cannot win my heart. I might just be pretending to you because of the money. But if you don't have those things, you cannot win my heart. Winning a woman's heart is a big deal. I think that men. Men should see it that way. It's a big deal. And money is too, I think, superficial for you to use that to win a woman's heart.
That's right. And guys, well, we're not talking about what is the way to a happy homo. We're not asking you what is the way to a good marriage. We're not asking what's the way to keep a relationship going. We're asking you specifically how to win a woman's heart. What's the way to woman's heart?
To make her fall for you, yakata.
Bam, I love you.
To make her be in love with you and no other person. Any other person can give her money, remember that. Any other person can give her what? Money. The money you think you are giving her, another person can give her times 100.
You can be giving naira.
Another person is giving in dollars. Uh-huh. So it is way more than
you
that.
You shouted at dollars.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. I love the excitement.
First time caller to your program.
Wow.
Oh.
Welcome. What's your name?
Fola is my name. I'm calling from Ilaro.
Okay. Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, the way to my own heart is love.
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 Fullness.
You have been truthful to me in everything.
Mm.
You tell me that you got my back.
Hmm.
No matter that thing you've committed outside, just tell me the truth. In fact, you don't catch number one mugu.
Okay.
Hmm. I will mugu for you for life.
Oshé.
Wow.
I'm 52.
Hmm.
I will mugu for you for life. But if you tell me that you are just borrow 7, I sorry for you.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
It's not more. Money is not everything, because I've seen so many couples.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have money. They are so happy.
Yeah.
Why? Because the guy is truthful with the woman.
Hmm.
So money is not everything. That simply means I'm going for money. If the guy does not have money, again, I will go for somebody else.
Mm.
Yeah, the guy cannot stop loving me.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So he, in fact, even don't catch me.
Okay. Wow.
My husband is by my side. He's hearing everything I'm
saying. Oh, shout out to hubby. We see you, sir. We see you.
We see you, sir. Well done, though. Don't do 007, sir. Well, thank you so much for calling, man.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, bye. No, oh, my, oh, my.
Precious, Precious is here. What's up? Precious from Budapest. She says, what's up, Lagos? The first way to a woman's heart is humor.
Humor.
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, though, it is. I mean, you guys hear Collins. You know that he's a clown. I'm sorry.
Hi,
or goodness, a comedian.
She just called me a clown.
Yeah.
I am.
Not in a way that is insulting. In a way that makes me happy.
Yeah.
You make me laugh. And I love to laugh. So, yeah. That's actually one of the major, major
things.
That gets me, you know, a lot when you make me laugh. So, yeah, it's a good thing. And she says, I would say no matter how you are, if you make a woman laugh genuinely, half of the task is done. And she says, next on the list can be care, money, and a clever vision. Because at the end of the day, it's the man who can put his words together in toasting that would keep the woman's attention.
Hmm.
You can say that again, sister.
Thank you.
Okay, Darlington from Yaba says, we'll take this one quickly and go on a break. He says, the way to a woman's heart is money. Oh, give her money. Just give her money. Have you given her money? I say, give her money. And please try give her more money.
Oh, my God. Welcome back. Welcome back, Lagos, Nigeria. It's just, I want to say a pity that we have to leave, but yes, so far so good. So many interesting comments and contributions from across Lagos and the world, from Budapest to the UK, to Canada, to everyone listening to us, whether in the foot of Mount Cameroon in Buya, around where I come from, or whether you're listening to us from Bamenda, the hills of Bamenda, or you're listening to us from Benue State, or wherever it is you're listening, or maybe in our backyard here in Victoria Island, wherever it is you're listening, we just want to say baba o eshe. No, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you for being a part of the show today. Basically, we were able to understand women, we'll say individually. Yeah, because I think most of the people who called spoke based on their personal experience, what they think, you know, works for them. But truly, 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 it's also a time to have some sort of a self-awareness exercise ongoing, just like what we did for the men last week, to ask yourself sincerely, what is the way to your heart as a woman? What makes you feel endeared to a man? What would make you fall for this man? What would he do to you or do for you that will make you fall head over heel over this man? It's a time for you to ask yourself those questions. I think it's part of you know, the self-awareness exercise that I think women should undergo. You know, if you're one who is a feminine woman who wants a man by her side.
All right, great, man. You could also get to follow Andrea on social media. All right, it's Andrea_TakeCare on Instagram. And
for him, it's Collins_Teke as well.
That's right, guys. If you haven't followed, go there. Very soon, we'll be announcing so many, many things on our platform. And then secondly, she's got a YouTube channel where she okay, great. Okay, you could check on her. Just Google Andrea Teke. She doesn't want me to mention it. It's fine. It's okay. I was jumpy. That's Puma. That's another thing you should not do.
Don't bear. But I appreciate that you do that once in a while.
Yeah, that's okay. But why, though? Why?
Colin.
Why?
Colin.
Why are you modest? Why?
Why am I modest?
Yes.
For real?
Modest with your awesomeness. Let it out there, babes.
Okay. Thank you, Collins. Thank you.
I know I was feeling bad.
You don't have to feel bad. I'm sorry. So there are a lot of WhatsApp messages, so like a lot of it that we didn't take. And I'm so sorry that we're not able to take it. But here we're saying thank you for being a part of the show. And surely, I mean, we have seen that a few people, or most people think that the way to a woman's heart is money.
I swear to God, when you say surely, what I was going to say goodness and mercy
follow us. All the days of our lives.
I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I swear I was going to say that. But this is a good point to do that benediction and just, you know, get to say bye-bye.
Yeah.
And end the show for this week.
That's right. It's going to be an amazing weekend for every one of you, we pray. So take advantage of every good, any awesomeness that you experience during the weekend. And we'd love to hear it on Monday.
Guys, hang out. If you have to separately go have some fun, it is allowed for couples, all right? And if you have to jointly go do decluttering, like we always talk about, do it. These are hard times, and we need a lot of communication, a lot of communication with family members, with the loved ones, just so we can fix things. Mm-hmm. And it's very necessary.
All right, this is where we draw the curtains. Man, it's hard. We're
it's
so
hard
sorry.
To go, right?
I mean, messages are still trooping in. We're so sorry, guys. We're sorry.
We can't take a lot of them. We have taken a lot already. God bless you, Lagos.
My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I am Collins. Or should I say, this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
And God bless the Federal Republic
of Nigeria.